From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. While the nation focuses on today's 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, four people have been arrested in a suspected terrorist plot in Sweden. Terry Schultz reports it's not clear if there's a connection to today's 9/11 anniversary.
Along with the four arrests, police in Sweden's second-largest city, Göteborg, evacuated hundreds of guests from a gala art opening just after midnight. In a statement, police say they took the action due to a threat that implied serious danger to lives, health, or extensive property damage, but they're giving no other details. Sara Kvarnström of the National Security Service tells the Swedish Daily Dagens Nyheter authorities don't believe there's further cause for public concern. The evacuation order was lifted in early morning. A year ago, Sweden raised its terror threat level from low to elevated. Last December, a suicide bomber blew himself up in downtown Stockholm, but killed only himself. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
President Obama will be participating in September 11th observances in three locations today. The president will start his day at Ground Zero and finish at Washington's Kennedy Center. A new national memorial has been dedicated near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where United Flight 93 crashed on 9/11. As NPR's John Itzty reports, one of the main features of the memorial is a wall of names.
During the dedication ceremony, Vice President Joe Biden told the families of the victims that the action of their loved ones provides hope for America's future.
Knowing that ordinary citizens will continue to stare down fear, overwhelm evil, and bring forth hope from what seems to be none.
Backers need $10 million more to complete the memorial. Former President Clinton, who also spoke, told the crowd he and House Speaker John Boehner had agreed they would host a fundraiser in Washington to raise the money. Echoing the words of Flight 93 passenger Todd Beamer, Clinton said, "Let's get this done. Let's roll." John Itzty, NPR News, Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
There's been a suicide truck bombing at the gate of an American military base in eastern Afghanistan. 77 Americans were wounded. In Libya, rebels are massed outside two cities that remain in the hands of forces loyal to ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that the loyalists are putting up stiff resistance.
Rebels tried to advance yesterday on the town of Bani Walid, about 90 miles southeast of Tripoli, but the advance was aborted, apparently to clear the way for NATO airstrikes on loyalist positions. Rebels also met with artillery fire and snipers positioned on hills overlooking a main road. It's unclear how far the rebels will try to push today. The situation is also fluid around the coastal city of Sirte, Gaddafi's hometown. Rebel commanders were reportedly positioning more fighters and equipment outside the city, which blocks the main coastal highway between western and eastern Libya. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Tripoli.
And you're listening to NPR News. Search crews are still looking for 10 oil rig workers who abandoned their disabled boat in the Gulf of Mexico for an enclosed life raft. Air and sea teams are intensifying their search as Tropical Storm Nate approaches an expected landfall today. Nate is threatening Mexico's Gulf Coast. But the National Hurricane Center's John Cancellossi in Miami says it's looking more like Nate will not strengthen into a hurricane before coming ashore.
Going to be rainfall. Accumulations of 4 to 6 inches with isolated amounts up to 12 inches are possible. Storm surge could raise water levels as much as 2 to 4 feet above normal tide levels, and they could see tropical storm force winds along the coast, and there's still a chance that Nate could become a hurricane, but it looks like those chances are diminishing.
Forecasters are also keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Maria. They say Maria has intensified slightly this morning, but is moving away from the Northeast Caribbean toward the open Atlantic. Military police at the Fort Bragg Army Base in North Carolina are investigating the disappearance of nearly 14,000 rounds of ammunition. NPR's David Shaper reports that authorities locked down the base shortly after discovering that the ammunition was missing.
The missing ammunition can be used in the M4 and M16 assault rifles. And the spokesman told the Fayetteville Observer that investigators believe the ammunition was taken sometime overnight Tuesday. After the items were reported missing to Fort Bragg leadership Wednesday, the 1st Brigade team of about 3,500 people was placed on lockdown while a search was conducted. The ammunition was not found, but the lockdown was lifted Wednesday night, and an Army spokesman says the investigation continues. David Shaper, NPR News.
The spotlight at the U.S. Open in New York is on the women's final today. Serena Williams will be taking on Australia's Sam Stosur.